Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Exposition, a show about arts, crafts, and such in the Southeast Ohio region.
Yes.
It's me, Valerie Thomas.
And you.
Operator of the Artisan Shop.
Artisan Shop, now the Artisan Studio.
Okay, what does that mean for everything?
That means we have a separate space now on Court Street, downtown Gallipolis, where we can people can walk in off the street and do painting. We'll have workshops by our local artisans and classes to do all kinds of different arts and crafts.
Okay.
So,
are you still using that back space behind the shop?
Yes, we're trying to book some classes back there, like dance or exercise kind of classes.
Things that need more room. But the front one with the windows to the street, Court Street side, is for arts and painting. And
studio, just creating and having fun and getting a little art therapy.
Okay.
Or therapy through art.
Do you have any particular hours at this point?
They're the shop hours. The studio has hours during the shop hours, and then we're going to add probably a couple evenings a week for the studio to be open as well. So,
okay. That's so you probably should check the Facebook page?
Facebook page, and that would be Gallia County Artisan Market. That's Facebook page.
Right. So.
Or The Artisan Shop, PPE, and The Artisan Studio Facebook page.
Okay. Because this show lasts longer than right now, so. As time progresses, hours may change, so check the Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Okay, we have a guest today who does some different type of arts that we've had before, Jessica Thompson.
We call her Jess.
Yeah.
You prefer Jessica?
Actually, I go by either.
Okay.
They started calling me Jess when I went here and was getting my design degree. Bendy Davis started calling me that, and it stuck.
Yes, so you went to school here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah.
The University of Rio Grande in the arts program.
Right.
Yes, and how long ago did you graduate?
2010.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, it's been a while now.
Wow, that's wonderful. And, Mike, I'm just stepping all over your...
No, it's okay. And you're from this area.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually distant cousins.
Yeah.
Thompson.
Yeah.
I'm an Oreo here.
Thompson Oreo, that is.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Since graduating?
Well, I've done all kinds of stuff, actually. I got a job right after graduating with Patricia Rawlinson at Creative Arts Lifestyle, and I do a lot of design for her. And I started freelancing, doing freelance design for people in the area when I was still here, actually. And then that kind of continued on for a while after that.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do you design when you say freelance designing?
I did a lot of websites and a lot of posters and some invitations for people and brochures, that kind of stuff, a lot of marketing things.
And she helped create our logo, helped to actually put it in a graphic design.
Right.
And you painted our artisan shop sign.
Yeah.
Like as you enter the front door.
Your logo was actually easy. Kelsey gave me the design, and it was just a matter of getting it on the computer. So.
You doing okay? You need a glass of water? We're okay? Okay. Anyway.
We are right.
And
so.
we have some of your graphic art in the shop locally if people are interested in person and seeing, you know, what you have on your website.
Right.
Sale.
Yeah, a few years ago I actually kind of slacked off and just didn't want to do the freelance marketing stuff as much and wanted to get more into my own art.
Mm-hmm.
So, I started doing things, which is got in the shop now.
Yes, and I'm doing very well. Yes, a cool T-shirt and all kinds of neat. Did you want her to show the things that she, like? Oh, and like this, like cute little. They're like little memo. Goodness gracious, cute little memo.
One more. Like, oh, get it out.
Like diary kind of memo, little baby books that you can wear on your neck.
Right.
What do you call these things? I used to call them planners, I guess.
Well, when I stopped doing the freelancing was really, I started an Etsy store. And just to see what would happen, I put a lot of my designs on this Etsy store to be instant downloads for people to buy and then download and print out themselves. And one of the things that really took off was planner pages. And somebody talked about me on their YouTube channel, and it just kind of went from there. And somebody asked if I had ever done designs for Midoris before. And I was like, oh, I don't know what a Midori is, so no. But the Midori is actually these leather journal covers that I make. And
looks like just basically a nice piece of leather.
Yeah, it's a nice piece of leather with some elastic in it, and you actually put the books in through the elastic here.
Like your planners, right. The memo lines.
Yeah, the things that I've designed and some blank paper for sketching out ideas and that kind of thing. Yeah, and that's actually something I made from scrap leather that I had left over. Yeah. I like to use all of it that I can.
That's excellent. They're adorable.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So you use one of these Midoris?
Yeah, I use mine.
What do you do with
all
that?
The time. I actually put my wallet in there and carry it around with me and have a couple different kinds of paper that I sketch on and my planner pages. And
keeps you organized.
It keeps me organized.
So planner and journal?
In one place.
Yeah.
In one place.
Planner and journal?
Planner and journal and sketchbook and my thing to have all my ideas in.
A collective little world.
Yeah.
You want the brain off of.
It is. Like, like materialized.
So what goes into designing the pages? I mean, what makes one better or different than the other?
Well,
is it purpose follow, you know,
really
design follows the purpose?
What my boss tells me is that one of my shiny spots is organizing information, which is kind of where my graphic design degree comes in, I guess, and I actually just use that ability to organize information and put different things in different areas and different combinations, and some things work for some people better than others, I guess. Everybody thinks differently.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice. Everybody has a choice.
Right.
It's like the kind of design of how they want to keep things organized.
Right. Yeah, I have a whole bunch of different styles of pages on my Etsy store.
I think we've got a few pictures of these journals. I think the first one's like a general type journal.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you started out with.
Yeah, this was actually what I started out with just the half page and full page designs of calendars and things like that.
So would that be like a full page that you would download and cut and put holes in? And
right, right.
That is just at work.
Yeah.
And styling.
Yeah, that's my Midori at its most stuffed. You can put as many things in there as you can fit.
Now, would you carry that instead of a purse?
I actually carry this in my bigger bag, but sometimes I do. Yeah, I'll carry it instead of the purse.
Okay.
Actually, I've been saying Midori. Midori is actually the technical, like the original brand name. This is actually what's called a faux dory.
Mm.
Lots of different people make their own versions, and they call them faux dories. So that's correct.
What's
the
real dory?
They're just like this. They're smaller, actually.
Hmm.
So, like, basically what people do is they'll get the Midoris and then think, well, I need to put more stuff in them, and so they find them where you can put more things in. Like, I think there's only two elastics in the originals, maybe, and I've got four in mine.
Hmm.
I like lots of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I would prefer that, too.
So do you not use the phone to organize your life?
You know, not really. I use it as a communication tool, but I find that when I write stuff down, I remember it better.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way my brain operates, I guess.
Yeah. I guess I use my phone because
right.
My brain isn't operating.
I I'm so sorry.
All my reminders are on here. If I lost that, then I would just forget everything.
It's really easy for me to ignore the reminders on the thing, on the phone. Like, I'll just push the button to swipe it off, and then I don't remember it at all. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much useless.
Yeah, I think my daughter likes stuff like that. And mm-hmm. I don't understand why it's like, well, this is a lot smaller, you know,
yeah.
Carried around a lot easier, but she likes the physical.
Right. I've tried all of the technical stuff too with phones, and I've got a Kindle, and I've got those things, and I use them for other things. Like, I use my Kindle to read, and I use them to communicate with, but yeah, as far as organizing my brain, they're just not the best thing for me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this doesn't break, Mike. This that, can break.
Yeah, and I don't have Mike. To upgrade it every couple of weeks. And,
okay.
Well, I do, but...
You put new things
right.
In.
Right. So I have more control over it.
Yeah, more data updates,
right.
That's all. Right? I would
yeah.
say.
More analog.
Yeah.
Not digital.
And isn't there another company you're involved with Patricia Rawlinson?
Yes.
And what is that called, and what's that all about?
Well, Patty, the lady that I work for, she started out as a decorative painter, and she started selling videos, instructional videos, and all of the art supplies to make these projects that she comes up with. And she hired me originally to design her website for her.
Mm-hmm.
But then as time went on, as I was working for her, and then another friend of mine got hired on, Dustin Beach, we started doing more work for her, and we started designing our own stencils and designing our own collage scrapbook type paper stuff. And she's actually just started a new company called Studio R12. And that's really what that focuses on, is the art supplies that we design and sell. So,
So our viewers out there can go to a website and find the stencils they would like to purchase.
StudioR12.com.
Excellent.
And there's a lot of my designs on there, and a lot of Dustin's designs. And yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, stuff that we do together.
Are there, besides working for Creative Arts Lifestyles and Patricia Rawlinson
mm-hmm.
and the R...
Studio R12. Mm-hmm.
Are there other things that you're doing in your Etsy store and things like that? Are there other involvements you have in the art world?
I have been putting a lot of my typography and some of my other original artwork on my Etsy store that you can also download. And the last few weeks, I've really been getting into figuring out how to actually offer physical things, not downloads. So actual posters and actual T-shirts and actual mugs and things like that. So
that's great.
Yeah.
That's
I'm getting
great.
More into that. More of the kind of stuff that I have in the shop.
So if you're not local and you go into the shop,
right?
If you're not around here, then
right.
you can order those things.
Right. Very, very soon. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's really great. You're
yeah.
growing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you want to show us, like, at the shop, I know we have the T-shirts, and we have some cards, and we have posters, and we have
pictures.
Yeah,
oh.
pictures.
Oh, okay.
Not that I want to show this.
Oh,
you
yes.
We have pictures
oh.
that are a little bit bigger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
That's actually something that I designed originally as a freelance thing, and I offer it as a download so that if someone has Photoshop and they want to edit it themselves, they can actually download that and edit it themselves to customize it.
Would that be a Photoshop file?
Yeah, it's a Photoshop file. But
okay. Not everybody would probably do that, I don't.
Yeah, no, that's just, there's actually a surprising amount of people that request that kind of thing. So
for the
editable kind of cool
stuff?
For the editable stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some. Yeah, and that's some of my artwork that I have in the shop, and some stuff that has been downloadable, more posters. Yeah.
So would you download that, or?
Yeah, I.
Don't go so fast, guys. You're just popping through these things. You don't have a chance to look at it.
Yeah, you can actually. I had things like that as a set of different sizes, so that there was a card size and an 8x10 size, and that's the 16x20 size where you can actually download the files and then take them to a print shop to have them printed. But I'm going to start offering those to actually order already printed.
Right, because I'm not sure if everybody would know where their print shop is.
And they just want it to come to their
right,
mailbox.
Exactly. And I've been doing okay doing the downloads for people, because people request that kind of thing too, where they can
mm-hmm.
just download it and take it to their print shop. But, yeah, I've had some requests for actual physical things, so that's...
I guess if it was downloadable, you could print that, mm-hmm. or you can put it on a shirt or whatever.
Right, mm-hmm. and I've got some things like that where you can actually print them out on transfers where it's not colored, it's just, like, the black letters as the different sizes, so...
Now, what kind of file would that be? Is that another Photoshop file?
Those I actually usually do JPEGs and PDFs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if there was, you know, the copyright and the type of files. And
yeah. No, yeah, these are just the flat JPEGs and PDFs, so they can take them to the print shop easy. And
okay. What would a general download cost?
It depends on the item. The planner pages... I have packaged with a couple of different sizes as in, like, one design. And that is, I think I've got those listed at $179 for the download. And something like that would be probably about $5 for the download.
Okay. Let's go on.
And these are my snarky cards. Everybody loves my snarky cards.
They do. They'll stand in the shop and they'll be laughing.
Yeah.
Do you come up with the sayings?
Well, I come up with some of them, but basically what happened, that one that's right there on top, this is your annual reminder that I'm glad you were born. Somebody on one of my Facebook friends was saying, oh, I wish that you could just go and get a greeting card that just said what you meant and said that. And then so I actually posted on Facebook, okay, guys, I need really literal greeting card sayings. And I got like 300 comments of different sayings and like 80 that I could use. So.
Well, you can have something in the back room.
Right.
Deb was speaking about that. Let's
pushing her in that direction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because not everybody wants the cute stuff.
Right. They want a little edgy. A little edgy.
Very literal, very awkward people that the mushy stuff that just isn't their voice.
Right.
So, yeah. So I've got a whole bunch of those.
That's excellent.
And that's the display with the snarky cards on one side and the Midori books on the other. So I've got some of those available in the shop, too.
You have the Midori books in the artisan shop?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That I've actually printed and bound myself.
Okay.
And these Midori necklaces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you have anything written in yours?
This is Kelsey's, so it's private. Not yet. Okay, nice.
What's that saying?
Embrace the slightly crazy. Yeah, I'm going to have some more T-shirt designs available soon, too. So that's fine.
Did you order the T-shirt or just the design?
You can order just the design now, but I'm going to have them as the T-shirts. That's one of the things that I'm setting up.
Can you have some of those?
Absolutely. Yes, you're going to. I was working on that this morning, actually.
Awesome.
And there's that thing again. What do you call it, Mini Dory?
Yeah, there's the Mini
Dory. It's adorable.
Yeah, a couple of the T-shirt designs.
And that is the name of your company?
Yes.
That's a cool name.
How did you come up with that?
Yeah,
I don't remember. I've gone through a couple of different names over the course of the last 10 years, you know, doing the freelance thing and, you know, just different iterations of what I am, and that's just the latest one, the Rogue Crusade.
Very cool.
You call yourself a rogue?
A little bit.
Outside the lines?
Yeah, I think outside the box a little bit.
Yeah.
That's the best way to be, I'll tell you that right now, Mr. Mike Thompson.
You don't think I think out of the box?
I think you do. I'm pretty sure.
You look out in the parking lot.
I know. I giggle every time I see your bike with the sidecar. And what is it again?
A Ural.
Does the dog ride in the sidecar?
We're training the puppy, too. The big ones are a little scared of it.
Deb has.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's wild.
I like to say what box. As far as outside the box.
Yeah.
What box?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay, can we throw up the... address to the site, and what's on the site right now?
Well, right now it's a countdown timer.
To the relaunch.
Yeah, because I'm going to be relaunching everything with all the big changes here in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
So
when should we expect that?
Mid-November.
Okay.
I'm almost there. Yeah. Almost there.
So in your, here it's on the bottom, roguecrusade.com.
Mm-hmm.
So when you came here, you learned desktop, well, not desktop publishing, it's a little bit, what do you call it?
My degree is visual arts concentration graphic design. So I learned to think conceptually and use all the Adobe programs, basically, were the two big main things of my degree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you know website design?
Yes.
And HTML and all that stuff.
Yeah, I actually came here. I taught myself HTML when I was a teenager, and I came here knowing HTML and some CSS and some things. And I'd used Photoshop before I came here, and then just learned everything. Not even everything. I came here knowing Photoshop. I spent 4 years learning about Photoshop, and now, however many years later, I'm still learning things about Photoshop.
It's endless, isn't it?
Yeah, all of the Adobe programs are.
You can do a lot of different things with Photoshop, you know,
yeah.
Tweaking things. You can do design with it.
Right.
Creating things.
Right. I do most of my page layout for my posters and things that I've done for, like, the Ariel Theater and the French Art Colony and those places. I've done a lot of those on Photoshop.
Mm.
That's mostly what I use.
Yeah. I used to use, I think, Freehand.
Yeah.
But that's an old program with Donald.
I think Illustrator is kind of like Freehand now. I do all of my typography and logo stuff and some of my preliminary shape design on Illustrator, and then we'll move them over to Photoshop.
So. Hey, let's talk about typography. That is, if you know anything about typography, that's your font on your computer.
Uh-huh. Right.
And just like music has a voice or a mood to it, you know, it looks dark and mean and evil or cute or fancy or
mm-hmm.
all these things. The fonts do the same.
Yeah, every font has a voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you like designing?
I love designing, like, with fonts. And when I was going here, they actually called me a font Nazi because I was very picky about what fonts that I would use and you know, what fonts were good and what fonts were bad and what made a font a good font and things that a lot of people just wouldn't even think about. But,
yeah,
if you've got some missing characters or, like, if it's not spaced correctly, like, that kind of thing, I'm very picky about that kind of stuff.
Well, it's great to have someone like you doing that because the rest of us don't know,
yeah.
You know, and then when it's all put together, it's so visually appealing.
Yeah.
Because you know what you're doing and you don't know what
right.
you're doing.
What causes you to make a font? Is it the job?
Oh, my.
To make the font or...
Yeah, and designing, what's the inspiration?
Gosh, there's so...
To me, I have to be pushed in a direction. It's like, okay, I need something, and I don't have it, and I kind of know what I want, and so I design something for it.
There is some of that. That's actually exactly the process that brought about the journal pages. But with fonts, it's more, I don't know, I guess that's my art. Like, that's the thing that I don't do because I have to. That's the thing that I do because I like to. I just find that all of the different choices in fonts and letter shapes fascinating.
Have you gotten into other languages? Where they have characters that we're not familiar
Cyrillic.
With?
I've designed...
Okay.
Cyrillic's like Russian.
Oh.
I've actually designed one font all the way through where I actually went from sketch to shape to font to being able to type with it. And it's a rune font. So it's like a... I'm a gaming nerd. I play D&D and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a dwarvish rune...
Ooh,
font that I did. Yeah.
So, but it's actually you can read it in English.
Right.
It looks
right.
Like
the
rune.
There's a rune for every letter. Yeah. But
now when you do a font, is it you have to design? I know upper and lowercase.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to do the italic and the bold?
If you're really going to get into it, yeah. Like
so the computer doesn't just figure this out.
Right. The
make
computer.
It thick.
Right, the computer doesn't just figure it out. And honestly, if you trusted the computer to just figure it out, it usually ends up looking kind of funny because it'll just, like, add an outline or it will just slant it. And then and a really good font, if it has the italic font with it, it'll actually be curved just right when it's slanted, so it reads better. I could talk the whole time about fonts. I don't think we want to do that. That'll be boring.
That's what's exciting about having someone like Jess on is we don't now when we look at things, we'll think because of what you've said,
right.
We'll look at it differently.
Right.
That's why we want you to talk about it.
And see, the thing is that if the typography is done correctly, you shouldn't notice it. Like, if you're noticing it, something's wrong.
Yeah,
like, if you're
like
noticing,
something
mm-hmm. stands out and something's not spaced right or it's slanted wrong. If you notice it, something's wrong. It's kind of like doing sound. If you notice the sound, then
right.
there's probably feedback somewhere and something is wrong. Yeah.
The same thing I say about video editing.
Right.
You know, the story should flow without mm-hmm. interruption or.
Right.
You know, like, if you do a late edit, somebody's talking off screen and you don't know who's that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if something stands out, then, yeah, you don't want that.
Have you ever thought about designing and selling fonts? Because I know that there's a bunch of places that you can sell
That's
fonts.
That's kind of where that experiment with the Rune font was going.
Okay.
It was my first taste of getting from sketch to fonts. And, yeah, there's a lot of money in it. It's very time-consuming.
And very tedious.
It's very time-consuming to really do it right. The font that I made... It was really very simple, and it probably took me 2 weeks from start to finish.
Wow.
So, yeah.
But you loved it.
But I loved it, yeah.
You loved it.
Yeah,
like,
and it was just exciting to have it. Yeah, like, look what I can do. I can type with the thing I made.
Yes.
This is fun.
Do you have any of those fonts you did in your website?
Yeah, the Rune font that I did is actually on my Etsy store. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's another download thing. Yeah.
Okay.
It's another
cool.
downloadable.
Another reason to go to your website and check things out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what all will you be able to find? We've only got 2 minutes left. What all will you be able to find on your website?
I've actually just been collecting the things that I've done over the last 2 years because right now it's all just been so very spread out between Patty's websites and the stencils and my Etsy store and the t-shirts that I've done in other places, and I'm just collecting all my artwork, really, basically, to put it all in one place where you can
see.
So
you have t-shirts?
Yeah, there will be t-shirts.
Cards.
Mugs and the Fodories. Coming. Yeah, I'm actually really excited because there's a big change coming dealing with that, but that won't be until, like, next winter probably. But, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, but that's
yeah.
from the leather
right.
to the interior.
Right.
Now, can you pick out what type of outer and inner parts you want?
You will be able to, yes. That won't be an immediate thing, but at some point that's a goal that I have.
Because okay. I can see everybody's like, oh, I don't want that. I want that outside.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to have the brown and the black to start with probably.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. And we'll have to have you back on so you can give us all the updates on, you know, how things have progressed.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what's the website again? You know, put it down here. I've got all my students running in the background, and if anything is messed up, the credits are at the end, so blame them.
They're doing
so
an
RogueCrusade.com. Yeah, so far they're not doing too bad. We'll see if we can be heard when we play it back.
Everything appears to still be on, so
yeah.
They're doing okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So thanks for watching, and thanks for coming on and
thank
featuring
you.
Some of your art.
That's awesome.
It's a different type of art than we've had before.
I know. It's
I get
perfect.
That a lot.
Yes. Yes.
I am the different kind of art.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We need all types.
Yes,
now,
we do.
They say when it takes all types of people to make the world go around.
I do believe
I
they
like
say
those
that.
Type of people.
I love those types
I
of people.
I question whether we need it or not.
Some are a little too interesting at times. Yes.
Okay. So thanks for watching, and you will catch Exposition the second Wednesday of every month at 2 o'clock. So we'll see you then.
Thank you.
Thanks for watching.
Thank you.